Welcome to Simply Scottish, a podcast of all things Scottish, with music, features, interviews, and more, on the web at www.simplyscottish.com.
Welcome to Simply Scottish, your podcast of Scottish culture and music. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott. Thanks for listening. Opening our episode today is music from Scottish composer Mike Vass. It's called Cold Iron, one of the tracks on an album inspired by his sailing trip around Scotland's beautiful west coast. We'll have more music in a few minutes. On this episode, we continue our series exploring Scotland's influence across the world. I'm calling it 6 Degrees of Scotland. Listen to Simply Scottish wherever and whenever you want to. Catch it via iTunes or through your favourite podcasts app. Listen on the TuneIn Radio app. Listen to any show at our website, simplyscottish.com. There are a number of ways to get your Scottish fix with Simply Scottish. I recently gave our website a nice redesign. Go take a look when you have a moment on your computer or mobile device. That's simplyscottish.com. You can listen to every single episode there, enter our monthly music giveaway, read listener comments, share your own feedback, and more. Speaking of feedback, I'd love to share just a few comments I've received lately from listeners. I don't get paid for doing this show. In fact, it costs me out of pocket every month. I do it as a labor of love for my homeland. My payment is hearing from those who enjoy the show. Heather, on the Isle of Benbecula in Scotland's Western Isles, entered our music giveaway and had this to say. I recently found the podcast and really love listening to it. The music, information, and presenter are all magic. I love the podcast and the presenter's accent. Well, that's nice to hear. I'm often worried I don't sound at all like a Scotsman anymore after living in America for the last 20-odd years. My accent is a mix of Scotland, South Texas, and Seattle. Thanks, Heather, for enjoying my unique brogue. I'm glad you found the show. John, in Iowa, recently wrote on our Facebook page, "Thanks for producing such a great show. At this point, I'm not able to visit Scotland, hopefully someday, but listening to your show helps me picture myself there and teaches me a lot about the land, culture, history, and wonderful people of Scotland. Keep up the excellent work, and know that you have a friend in Iowa." Thanks, John, for your message. It's always nice to have a friend in Iowa. Stamatis, in Greece, wrote in via email, "I'm enjoying your broadcast via TuneIn. Just wanted to say hello and I wish I was able to sponsor your broadcast. Unfortunately, at the moment, I am unemployed and moving to another house. I hope that I will be able to come to your wonderful country to study my postgraduate degree in history during 2017-18. All the best and thank you for your excellent work." Stamatis mentioned sponsoring Simply Scottish. "I've made it easy to partner with me to help cover the costs of producing, hosting, and promoting the show. With a specific one-time donation, you can become one of our founding sponsors. Or you could give as little as $10 a month on our ongoing sponsorship. To see the benefits sponsors receive and sign up, go to simplyscottish.com/sponsorship. That's simplyscottish.com/sponsorship. Lastly, a quick announcement that Simply Scottish can now be heard on Australian radio. It's part of a two-hour block of Scottish programming on Cairns FM 89.1 in North Queensland. The Scottish Fusion Hours are hosted by Joan every Thursday at 2 p.m. local time. I'm excited to reach new listeners in Australia, where my family lived for a time in Naruma, a wee town in New South Wales. Indeed, Naruma is my sister's name. My mother also lived and taught in Sydney, so we have some fond connections to this country. Thank you, Joan, for adding Simply Scottish to your lineup. In a few minutes, I'll introduce you to some famous Scottish Americans, past and present, and illuminate their connections to Scotland. First, more music. Here's Scottish three-piece band Shiar, based on the Isle of Islay. These musicians blend traditional Scottish ceilidh music and Gaelic song in a contemporary style. This beautiful piece is called American Monument.
Thank you.
One of the most remarkable things about Scotland is the impact its people have had on the world. The collective success of the Scots, both at home and abroad, is utterly disproportionate to the country's size. In considering Scotland's widespread and enduring global influence, one might be so bold as to suggest that almost everyone and everything in this world is connected to Scotland by a measurable degree. Using the popular theory known as 6 degrees of separation, which claims that any two people in the world are connected by a degree of 6 or less, we explore in this and other episodes how much Scotland is interwoven into the fabric of the globe. I've also been writing about these connections in the Scots magazine, where you'll find regular installments of the 6 Degrees of Scotland series. Actress Reese Witherspoon embodies the qualities of the all-American girl. But underneath her southern flair and blonde hair are Scottish roots that may help to explain the determination and pluck evident in her performances. Born in New Orleans in 1976, Witherspoon grew up in Nashville and became involved in entertainment at age 7. Her first major acting role was 1991's The Man in the Moon. Other films followed throughout the 1990s, and by 2002, Witherspoon had established herself as a top female lead with Legally Blonde and Sweet Home Alabama. Where does Witherspoon get her Scottish blood? She claims to be a direct descendant of John Witherspoon, the Scots Presbyterian minister and signatory of the United States Declaration of Independence. Born in East Lothian in 1723, Witherspoon was educated in St. Andrews and Edinburgh and became a Church of Scotland minister. He was well known as a strong Protestant, nationalist, and Republican. In 1768, he and his family emigrated to New Jersey, where he became president of the College of New Jersey, now Princeton. As a professor, his influence was far-reaching, and many of his students went on to become prominent leaders, including President James Madison and Vice President Aaron Burr. The Scottish statesman also served twice in the New Jersey legislature. In short, John Witherspoon's impact to the early years of the new American Republic was considerable, as was his contribution to Presbyterianism in America. Are the two Witherspoons directly linked? According to a Society for Descendants of the Signers of the Declaration of Independence, Reese's claim has not yet been verified. It may be that, while she shares the Witherspoon name, she is not a direct ancestor. Witherspoon was a widespread surname, and many of them emigrated to North America during the Scots-Irish immigration of 1720 to 1755. In any case, Reese Witherspoon's Scottish ancestry is intriguing, and a great source of pride for the successful actress. Another prominent American with Scottish roots is former U.S. President Ronald Reagan. Born in 1911 in Illinois, Reagan worked as a radio broadcaster before moving to Hollywood for a successful career as an actor in film and television. After becoming an impassioned conservative, Reagan was elected governor of California, and in 1980 became president in a landslide victory. Reagan ushered in years of prosperity and peace for Americans, maneuvering through difficult foreign policy issues with strength and resolve. One of America's most popular leaders, Reagan will be forever remembered as a man of character who inspired the American people. Reagan himself was not aware of his Scottish roots until late in life. In 1991, he and his wife Nancy received a letter from the minister of Castlehead Kirk in Paisley, revealing that Reagan's great-great-grandfather, Claude Wilson, and Peggy Downey were married in the Kirk in 1807. Wilson and Downey's father had been weavers during a difficult era of labour reform. In the early 19th century, weavers and other skilled artisans were growing more independent and radical in their outlook, often clashing with the government as they sought better conditions. Reagan and his wife visited the church in late 1991, learning more about their ancestors and receiving a painting of the church done by a local housewife. The picture delighted Reagan, and he said it would be given a place of honour in his home. Perhaps the determination and bravery of Reagan's Scottish forebears informed his own dedication to rejuvenating the United States and rekindling the American dream for many.
Beauty is within grasp. Hear the islands call. The last mile is upon us. I'll carry you. know the armor's heavy now. I know the heart is tired. It's beautiful just over the wild mountainside. Snow is falling all over out a clear blue sky. Crow is flying high over. You and I are gonna wander high up where the air is rare. Wild horses ride. It's beautiful, let's go over the wild mountainside. Wild and free we roam. Only a mile to go. The highlands call. The last mile is upon us. I carry you if you fall. I know the armor's heavy now. I know the heart inside. It's beautiful, let's go over the wild mountainside. It's beautiful just roaming the wild mountainside. Let's go over. Let's go roaming. Hear the highlands call.
This is Simply Scottish. That was Eddie Redder from her album Eddie Redder Sings the Songs of Robert Burns with Wild Mountainside. On this episode, we continue our 6 Degrees of Scotland series by exploring famous Scottish Americans and their Scottish roots. A third American icon who found great pride in his Scottish ties is singer Johnny Cash. Born in Arkansas in 1932, Cash learned guitar as a child and began writing songs at age 12, influenced by country, gospel, and Irish music styles. In 1954, Cash and his wife Vivian moved to Memphis, where he made his first recordings. Cash's trademark bass baritone voice, black attire, and rebellious spirit helped him build a successful career in music. Today, Cash is considered one of the most influential American musicians of the 20th century. After a chance meeting with the hereditary keeper of Fife's Falkland Palace on a flight in the 1970s, Cash was inspired to dig deeper into his genealogy. He traced his roots all the way back to the 12th century and King Malcolm IV, learning that the first Cash to come to America had been William Cash, who sailed to Salem in 1612 with the Pilgrims. Cash and his daughter Roseanne made several trips to Fife, enjoying the sense of home among the locals and the landscape. His Scottish ancestry made such an impression on him that in his later years, when he checked into a hospital, he'd give his name as Malcolm instead of Johnny. Even Cash's music has echoes of his ancestral homeland. Country music has roots in Scottish and Celtic folk music, and gospel music harkens back to the Gaelic psalm singing of the Scottish Islands, a centuries-old expression of worship born out of the Reformation in the 16th century. Millions in America and around the world have connections to Scotland. It's a link that, once discovered, is immediately cherished. Is everyone and everything tied to Scotland in some way? That remains to be seen. So stay tuned. If you're enjoying Simply Scottish, consider becoming a sponsor to help us with the costs of keeping the show on the air. You can learn more at simplyscottish.com/sponsorship. And if you like the music you heard on today's program, you can actually win an album of Scottish music by signing up for our monthly music giveaway, details of which you'll find at simplyscottish.com. We'll conclude with music from Sarah Hayes. It's called When First I Came to Caledonia. It's a song from Cape Breton Island, Nova Scotia, and refers to the Caledonia coal mines in Glace Bay. It's a song of hard times and love through the eyes of a coal pit worker in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. A very pretty ballad to leave you with. I'm Andrew McDermott. Join me again soon for more of All Things Scottish.
When first I came to Caledonia, I got loading number 3. I got lodging with Donald Norman. He had a daughter, could make good tea. And it was me and my brother Charlie, two bigger shavers.
Simply Scottish is hosted and produced by Andrew McDermott. Show content, copyright, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders. Continue your Simply Scottish experience at simplyscottish.com. Thanks for listening.
To buy some broken, a cake of soap and a pound of tea. But Norman said that I could not have them till fish grew plenty on Scattery. So I went over to the big harbour. I only went for to see the spray. I spied a maid from Boulardry over. She looked to me like the Queen of May. If I had paper so snowy white, if I had ink of a rosy morning, a true love letter to you I'd write. I'd put my foot on the deepest ocean, as far from land as once I could be. Sailing over the deepest water, a woman's love would never bother me. I'd set my head to a cask of brandy, and it's a dandy I do declare. For when I'm drinking, I'm seldom thinking on how to gain that young lady fair. First I came to Caledonia, I got loading at number 3. I got lodging with Donald.